are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Not over. Until it's overcome. This is Govern America.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the third and final hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. It continues to be the 14th of June, 2014. And I'll tell you what, we've got a lot to talk about here yet in this hour, yet to get to, but I will open it up to phone lines if you'd like to join in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you want to join in, comment about anything that we have been talking about here today, 800-313-9443. Also, my email address is radio@governamerica.com, which is the website also, governamerica.com. Go there, check out all the information and the articles Nancy posts on a daily basis. More information going up there all the time. Continuing on here, we were talking just at the end of the last hour about the influx of illegals coming into the border. And keep in mind, under human rights treaties, which is what we're operating under today, in fact, Vicente Fox was on CNN in the past. He says, "My people come into America are not illegal immigrants." He says they're migrants, migrant workers under human rights treaties. So this is the problem. We are dealing with a situation where we've been internationalized, and that's why they are doing this. This is the last vestiges of dropping the border. Essentially, that's what's going on here. They are dropping the border, the southern border, ladies and gentlemen, even as we played that audio from Diane Francis a few weeks back. It's probably more than a month now, where she was talking. She was advocating, openly advocating for dropping the border between the U.S. and Canada. Now we have a situation where they're bringing, literally bringing, loads and loads and loads of children, using these children as pawns.
Absolutely.
To come to America, so that they can then argue for amnesty for them. And what happens when you do that? You literally change and break down American culture. People
well,
are not.
And, you know, this is such a direct result, too, like I said, of NAFTA and CAFTA. And CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Act.
Yes.
As we can see, dropping the border doesn't mean just to Mexico, it also means to Central America, which was also an initial plan of this whole thing.
Yes. Well, you know, the plan was to have the free trade area of the Americas. And we're supposed to believe, in fact, Vicente Fox, the former leader of Mexico, actually got on TV with Larry King Live. We actually played the audio several times where he said that, well, you know, this was the plan, is to have the free trade area of the Americas. First time I ever heard anybody in the media actually admit this. And he says, but, you know, Hugo Chavez, the Venezuelan leader, communist that he is, fought the thing and got and destroyed it. Well, is it really destroyed? I doubt it. I don't see that it's destroyed.
No, it's not. It's definitely not destroyed. And the whole purpose of this whole thing, this whole globalization thing, was to get low or no wage workers for big corporations. And that's exactly what it's done.
And to tear down.
It, you You know, we went to China and we went to Indonesia. All of our corporations, GM, the auto industry, Walmart, Victoria's Secret, Hershey, you name it, they all went, and they're all using either low-wage sweatshop workers or they're using completely slave laborers. It was all about low, you know, not paying workers.
Yeah.
And what's happening in the United States? Oh, gosh, there's no jobs, and everybody's working part-time.
And the jobs,
like a damn charm.
Yeah, and the jobs that we have are being driven down to lower wages. You know, and where are the unions? Where are the unions who supported these scumbags that helped to put these plans in place?
Well, and they're getting, you know, now the unions know what's going on.
Well, the union workers do, but where's the leadership? You know, nowhere to be found. Breitbart reports the massive influx of adults and minors crossing into the U.S. from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador has brought the Customs and Border Protection Agency past its capacity to provide security at the U.S.-Mexican border, according to the National Border Patrol Council. In an interview with Breitbart, Texas, NBPC Vice President Sean Morin revealed that the Mexican cartels control the flow of illegal immigrants across Mexico through the monopoly on coyotes, otherwise known as human smugglers. So apparently, if this is true, it looks like the Mexican cartels are actually bringing in the children. Mexican quote, this is a quote from Moran. Mexican cartels are exploiting this crisis to get their shipments through. They know our schedules, our shifts, our manpower, and how we react to these situations. The cartels control the flow of people from south of our border. The coyotes are mostly at the employ of the cartels. They rent the smuggling routes that are protected by the cartel enterprises. We are being completely reactive and chasing the cartel activity. Today, they are using the RGV sector, the Rio Grande Valley, but they could be using another sector instead at any moment. Moran was referring to the mass reassignment of Border Patrol agents to Texas from western states like Arizona.
Well, and I repeat, you know, they said most of these children that are coming up here from Central America have never been to school. They're totally illiterate. They've never had medical care. You know, these poor children, they're coming in here to this country. Who do you think that the next generation cheap labor force is going to be? It's going to be these poor children when they're adults.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just staggering to have your own government exploit children, for God's sakes. It's just staggering. It's staggering. This is why we've always said, Darren, all the black markets, the guns, the drugs, and the human trafficking is all involved in this global economy, these global economics. It's called cheap labor.
Well, Irwin Schiff, who's sitting in prison now as a political prisoner, he stated that in his book, you know, in fact, his book was called The Federal Mafia. And I think that that's really a very good name to describe this thing, the Federal Mafia. I mean, this is what we have here as an enterprise. Finishing this up, he says, the Border Patrol agents were exhausted and overwhelmed, but still doing their best to keep Americans safe and enforce our laws. He stated, even though our pay has been cut and we are working in horrible conditions, Border Patrol agents are doing their best to phenomenally difficult situation. We are trying to balance providing enough personnel to handle the influx in the holding facilities while still trying to keep enough agents on the line. Since the CPB started reducing the hours agents can work, and again, why would they do that, listeners? That's a part of an orchestrated situation. We have seen
we can even go straight back to Agenda 21 with this. These immigrants who are coming here, they're never going to be able to afford to buy houses. They're never going to be able to afford to buy automobiles. You know, just right according to plan, right according to Agenda 21. You know, this whole thing, the global economic system, number one, is funded on war, and number two, it's all about destabilizing, and it's all about cheap labor for big corporations.
That's it. So where are we left here, listeners? I guess we're going to have to start educating these people coming in here, because both parties are working toward giving these people amnesty. And that's why this is happening. There are papers in Central America that are openly advertising, openly stating, hey, if you're going to come to America, now's the time to do it, because they're getting ready to give people amnesty. So I guess it's time for us to start educating the Mexicans about the New World Order. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Got the phone lines lining up here. Phone calls, I should say, on the phone lines. I think we have one or two open lines right now. You can jump on board if you so choose. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Tennessee first and talk to John. John, good afternoon.
Hello, Darren. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, John.
Darren, you know my thoughts on the Statue of Liberty is actually not Lady Liberty, but it is Minerva, goddess of war. And if you look at the inscription on the base, this send us your poor, or however it goes.
Tired, you're poor, you're yearning masses, yearning, or your masses, your whatever, yearning so to be free.
I think yeah. What we're seeing is something, Darren, I really believe what we're seeing is in 2007 or 2008 in Europe, they had an operation there called Operation Minerva, where they were actually combating illegal immigration in the EU. I think what we're seeing here, and I'm dead serious when I say it, this is reverse speech. You're seeing I believe that it's named Operation Minerva, but they're actually fulfilling the inscription at the base of Lady Liberty or Lady Slavery, and actually bringing in the weak, the poor, the huddled masses, yearning to be free, but not to free them, to enslave them.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, I find it interesting that they call it the Dream Act, you know, because, and every one of these things have an acronym, it's an acronym associated with stuff, but the Dream Act, you know, they're all called dreamers. Yeah, and I guess if you think you're going to come to the United States and be free, you really are dreaming.
Well, what was it, you know, Goethe or Goethe, however you pronounce it, said there's no better slave than the one that believes himself to be free.
Yeah, in none America. Are hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. Absolutely.
And we are not free in America. We, you know, many believe that we are, but we're slaves. So what it amounts to, in 2005, when Vicente Fox, Harper, and Bush met in Cancun, the fulfillment of the agreement of that partnership was enacted. We've all been unaware of it for the most part. The economies, the governments, the law enforcement are already commingled, and they're bringing the final door shut by opening up the borders and bringing these people in. You know,
well, and just like in Iraq, where we're funding the so-called quote-unquote terrorists and arming them, who do we use to bring these people, these children, up here? We use the drug cartels. I mean, you know, it is absolutely staggering.
The cartel is in collusion with the Mexican government. They know what's going on. That's why the border agents aren't allowed to take photographs. They're not allowed to say anything. You know, Biden said earlier, and Obama said earlier, what we need are more of these people coming in. It's good for the economy. And the question has been raised, how is it good for the economy? America is a business. And when the business is failing, the first thing that the business looks to do is what? Decrease labor costs. We don't care.
That's exactly right.
That's why they're bringing them in. It's not to spur economic growth, but that's the only thing they can do is decrease labor costs.
And it's certainly not for humanitarian reasons. Actually, Obama said, I believe yesterday, and this is a quote, our future rests on the success of Dream Kids.
Well, gee, I thought our future rested upon our ability to bring China in and take over our businesses and buy up our real estate and our houses.
Think about what was said in Orwell's book, 1984, War is Peace. Or how, you know, slavery is freedom. Freedom is slavery. You know, we're living in a day and time, folks, when they're calling evil good and good evil. If they're telling you something is so, if you will flip it 180 degrees, that's where the truth's at.
That's exactly right. We are living in, quote unquote, a dream.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, we're talking over each other. Thank you, John. I appreciate your call there, sir. Let's move on to Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're up next.
Yeah, Darren. We won't go. Now, damn it, I want some time to get through this. Why in the hell would you join all bankers' wars, why would you join their army? That is insanity. Now,
it is, Alexander. terrible manipulation of children.
I know. Allow me to explain this. Unless when it requires self-examination or introspection, information is important, but the courage and the integrity to face the truth and not willful ignorance is paramount. But self-denial or denial will destroy you, therefore destroy yourself, your family, and your country. No one wants to learn that they have been made a fool. That destroys your ego. But yep. This insanity of joining the army of the people that are destroying us is stupid. It's insanity.
I agree.
And, I agree with you.
And to join these undeclared, unnecessary, illegal wars is insanity. And glorification, here's what we've got to learn. And I'm probably the oldest caller in the RBN. We have got to stop this crap of glorification of the gun and glorification of war. Has got to stop. Now, let me say something that may sound contrary.
Just wait a minute. Let me just jump in here for a moment. Guns have purposes.
I'll cover that.
All right. We're coming up to the break, so you got to be quick.
Yeah, and I want to go over the break and the next break. Anyhow.
I got other callers, sir, so you're going to have to wrap it up.
You're breaking my train of thought. I believe in the Second Amendment that every man, woman, and child in America should be armed to the teeth. And when we are all armed to the teeth, we could leave our guns at home because there would be no need to use them. Now, I can go on about the hell of an explanation, but if we don't face the truth, and even great-grandfathers, grandfathers, and fathers do not inform their sons, or they're so stupid that they can't know or face the truth of how we were manipulated in these wars, my God, we're destroying our own children. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Fred. I appreciate your call, sir. And I agree with you. I don't think there's really anything he said that I disagree with. Sitting here doing this so many years, it's devastating to watch your country disintegrate from within. The United States would have never been able to be conquered from enemies outside. But when you have your officials in government on the inside actively working toward your demise, and you don't even realize, as Nancy pointed out, there is a covert war going on against you. We're seeing the result of this. You know, the old saying says, a watched pot doesn't boil. Well, this pot is boiling an awful lot, and I'm not liking what's coming out. Bottom of the hour break. We'll continue with your calls on the other side.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Continuing on with the final half hour of the broadcast, talking about the influx of migrant workers, illegals, however you want to call them, from Central America and Mexico into the United States. Time to start educating the Latin American people about the New World Order. They need to know who their enemy is. Because here's what's happening, folks. The seeds of civil war are being planted here in the United States. They would like nothing for us to become increasingly divided against these people. They would like nothing for us to have our rhetoric aimed at them and them at us. So any way that we can try to get those people to realize why they're here and how they're being used, we need to do it in whatever way to win them over, to realize, so that they join the fight against the common enemy.
You know, Darren, it dawns on me that if they wanted to do this global thing, they could have come out, they could have done it a completely different way. They could have allowed nations to decide whether they wanted to try it or not. They could have guaranteed decent incomes to people. They could have provided jobs to people. There's a lot of different ways that they could have accomplished this. But instead, it seems to me that there is this ongoing bloodlust, literally bloodlust, desired from the people at the top of this game. They don't care who gets hurt. They don't care how many tens of millions of people die, innocent people. They don't care about these children that they're dragging 1,800 miles up through the jungles of wherever. You know, it's really amazing to me the darkness that that underlies this whole thing, where if they wanted to do global economics, they could have come out with a reasonable plan. They could have presented it to people. They could have allowed them to decide, not the governments, the people, if they wanted to give it a shot. But no, everything has been covert. Everything has, they completely involved the black markets in this. And it's just so dark, Darren.
Yeah. Well, it's you know what?
It's evil.
Let me move on with the other calls. Mike in Maryland. You're up next, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show as always. Can I change gears and talk about Iraq for a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to get my head around what's happening there now, and I'm seeing this live leak video and YouTube videos of this invasion of Iraq. And it's not like when the Wehrmacht, the German army, invaded Poland, where they had this professional, well-trained, well-supplied army backed by tanks and armored cars, preceded by bombings by Heinkel and Stuka bombers. These look like a bunch of, you said they're not ragtag, but these guys at best had 2 or 3 weeks of training. They're using secondhand AK-47s, driving Toyota pickups. How in God's green earth can they take over a town of 2 million people, as in Mosul, and to Crete, which is almost as big? I'm seeing videos of thousands, maybe tens of thousands, of Iraqis surrendering, half of them barefoot, walking down this road. And I'm also seeing mass graves where dozens of Iraqis are machine gunned and buried. How big is this invasion? Is there something going on behind the scenes? Are the Iraqi people a bunch of cowards? Are they a bunch of meows? And you know what I mean by meow? I mean, what's going on here? Am I missing something?
Well, I don't. I think we're all missing something. This is obviously a part of some sort of an agreement, sort of an effort. I can't say that I have all the answers as to why these people are surrendering
en masse. Even if you don't like your government, at least take your AK-47 and go out there and confront these cutthroats, because once you surrender and you lose your town, your women are going to be raped, your houses are going to be looted, and if you don't convert to their weird form of Wahhabism, you're going to be beheaded or lined up against a wall and shot. I don't understand this at all.
Well, you know, the only thing that comes to my mind as a possible explanation to all this is that maybe the Iraqi military doesn't feel like the government that they have is worth fighting for.
Yeah, but it's not just the government. It's your hearth. It's your home. It's your town, you know?
Yeah.
It's in danger here. Forget the government.
Yeah, well, you know, who knows?
I think a lot of it is fear. I think a lot of it is absolutely being overwhelmed after, you know, decades of this in these countries. I think these people, I can't even imagine how burnt out, desperate these people are. That God knows every family has had people murdered. I don't know how much people can take.
Yeah.
Is this just war fatigue? Is this just sanction fatigue we're witnessing here, where the people are just so demoralized that they don't even care?
Here's the thing, Mike. Honestly, supposedly, you know, I think one of the questions that came up in that State Department thing, from the audio of which we played, the reporter was asking Jen Psaki whether the billions of dollars we've spent supposedly training the Iraqi military has been squandered. And I think that's probably really hits close to where, you know, answering the question that you were posing. Maybe all of this supposed training, all this money that we're supposedly spending there to equip them to fend off the attack, maybe it hasn't gone to what they claim that it's gone to. You know, all this funding is a big black hole. We've got all these private corporations over there. We've got our military over there. It's just more and more money all the time. And I think probably if they were equipped, they probably would stand up if they believe that what they have here is worth fighting for. And I've heard other people talk about how the possibility that this could be a morale problem. And I don't think we should dismiss that either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think every household has an AK-47. All you got to do is just go out on the streets and see those pickups coming across those sand dunes, just open up and just light their ass on fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's hope that they get some gumption to do some of that.
Because if they don't, they're all going to be slaves.
Yeah. Well, I think either way they're going to be slaves. You know, unless they take back their own country and run the United States out of it, and run their government out of it, too.
Well, what's going to happen to the contractors in Baghdad? Are they going to surrender? Are they going to capitulate? Or are they going to flee? I mean, kind of like Saigon, where you had these people hanging off the skids off of helicopters. Are we going to see a similar situation like that?
I don't know. I always come back to the original question. We have become a military for hire, clearly. So what do we get? What are we getting out of this?
Well,
nothing out of this. We wouldn't be there.
Well, we get to pay for it. Oh, boy.
Well, our military is just being used as mercenaries for the international banksters and global corporations. That's all that is. The USA isn't benefiting one iota.
Well, there you go. You're exactly right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call, sir.
Take care. Thanks a lot.
Let's go to line 2. And talk to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, you're up next.
Hi, Darren and Nancy. When I heard that description of a city of 2 million people surrendering to a ragtag group of people,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to offer a suggestion of reason.
Yeah, let's offer that suggestion right after this break.
Okay.
Stay with us, folks. Vicki in Idaho's on the line. And we'll have other calls as well as Govern America Continues. Final segment is straight ahead. Stay with us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
All right, we're going to try to get to as many calls as we can as the sunset of the broadcast is approaching here. Vicki's on the line in Idaho. Vicki, go right ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay. One thought would be the threat to poison the water supply. The other thought would be the threat to shut down their electric grid. The World Bank has been financing these development projects all over the world, and I do believe that they've been involved in financing some of our water projects and electric grid renewable energy projects. And the World Bank is really, I think, the seat of evil, so
yeah,
to speak, you know, for the developing world, certainly.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you completely.
Yep, that's the thought.
Yeah, John actually sent me a text. He says maybe it's something in the Iraqi water supply causing fear, causing them to surrender. Maybe it is some sort of mechanical being given to the Iraqi in the water. And I know it sounds strange, but it could be true. Talking about chemical stuff, so
yeah,
I don't
well,
know.
Well, on the radio, I heard one soldier say he learned how to poison water supplies. So I do know that that is part of the military training. Probably dark operations, special operations, or whatever. So that's a thought, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Anything is possible.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I appreciate it. Let's go to line 4 and talk to Chris. Chris, you're up next.
Good morning, Aaron and Nancy.
Yep. How you doing?
Condolences to the Staff Miller and Arby and family on their loss. How
yes.
unfortunate. Two things for you. One, the ISIS plan, which is really just another reiteration or form of the CIA to train terrorist actors that can form any sort of group to fit the circumstance, is very insidious, and it's not coincidental they walked away to arm them very well so they could carry out their plans to take over the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, on the children problem being bused into America, it's an NEA-styled scam plan to save the children, these helpless, poor migrant children that are being bused and traveled or trafficked to the border to mm-hmm. run into America and to appear as needy so there won't be any protest. But that's only the first wave. The second, more important wave, I think, is the purported parents who are really terrorists masked as parents to follow because no one has vetted who their parents are, where they come from, and who will check that when they come through this pathway of this no-law zone that they're going to travel to America from, by the lack of the Border Patrol, the Department of Homeland Security, and ICE to protect the borders when they're actually making the borders a sieve so we can be easily infiltrated and virtually taken over eventually.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting about this is that we have Eric Holder offering legal representation. Even as Eric Holder is announcing task forces on homegrown terrorists. I mean, what do you think of this?
Eric Holder is one portion of a revolutionary strike force masked as our government within the government. And if America doesn't wake up and get these criminals out of office and put them behind bars where they belong or ship them back to some other country, then we are definitely headed for big problems. We're caught between a pincer movement between the communist Chinese and the Russians in the north and south and Chinese and who knows who on the east and west. And they will close in on America and put us in a clamp, a blitzkrieg, just like in Nazi Germany.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bear in Colorado. Can you be brief? Hello, Bear.
I can be brief.
Go ahead.
One of the callers said, these guys are mercenaries. There is no United States of America. It's gone. It has been conquered. The only thing you can do is decide whether or not you want to be part of the conquering nation, which is going to kill everybody he can get his hands on, and they've told you that in the Georgia Guidestones, or to opt out and worship a creation and worship life instead of death. And my last comment would be, I think Shakespeare said, you have to get rid of the lawyers. And since 99% of the politicians are lawyers, they need to be taken out.
All right. Thank you so much, Bear.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Your call. I agree with him on the lawyer part. I agree with him on the getting rid of the bar. I don't agree with him that the United States is gone. We are this country, folks. We are the government. And people need to get that through their heads. The people that are running the show are not the American people. But it needs to be the American people. And it only will be the American people if the American people rise up and do government. And I don't agree with worshiping nature either. That's New Age. And we worship the God who created nature, not nature itself. Thanks for calling in and listening. Let's move along here. We have Gary in Arkansas. You're up next. Line 1.
Hi.
Here's a couple of points nobody's brought up about these little kids coming up from Mexico. You suppose that this is new, fresh meat for the sex and pedophilia group? In other words, come little pretty little boy or girl, I give you a nice house, I give you good food, I give you candy, I give you a nice warm bed to sleep in, clean bed, my bed.
Gary, I'm glad you brought that up because, in fact, that is already happening.
Second thing is that one of their tactics is outbreeding us. How better to outbreed us than to bring more babies up here?
Yeah, that's true.
I have one last comment to say.
Okay.
I, too, went through the same tragedy John did. I'm 72.
I'm sorry.
It still hurts.
I'm sure.
But I am so disappointed in the listenership, a good part of them. I know there's a lot of people doing all they can, and some people are doing extraordinary things. But we've got a bunch of listeners in this audience that are worse than the immigrants that are coming in. They're sucking up all the freebie information and bennies, and they ain't paying a damn dime for it. If John has to pay one penny for his funeral expenses, and he can't come up with 1,000 people in this listening audience that can come up with $30 a month to send in with an automatic payroll deduction off of their credit card, the audience sucks.
Well, I appreciate that. Support the network, listeners. The network does need your support, no question about it. Thank you, Gary.
I
got to run. Republicbroadcasting.org, you can donate online. And you can pledge your support at 800-724-2719. Yes, absolutely. Support the network and support the advertisers on the network, which pay the bills. Because this thing is going to be a challenge as time goes on. And we don't want to let the network be more stress upon the family than they already have. They don't need any more. I think that that's pretty safe to say. All right, Wayne in Texas. We're almost out of time, but can you be quick? Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
I just wanted, great show today, good reporting. And I just wanted to add my comment that I think there's no doubt and should be in our minds that the drug cartels in Mexico and South America are funding these young people coming up, because what better way to expand their drug network as these young kids get settled with their families and you have the next generation of drug runners coming in. It's part of the Reconquista colonization process. And our own government funds all this, too, with some of the EITC IRS benefits they give to legal aliens can be in the thousands of dollars, as well as some other programs. And I think the key thing is that it's against federal law to aid and abet illegal aliens. So some of these public officials that are in the middle of all this should start to be prosecuted and drummed out of office or put in jail.
Yep, absolutely. Couldn't disagree with anything you said there. And, you know, as far as the cartel's involvement, I'm working on getting a guest who's written a book about the Mexican government actually supporting and being in bed with the Mexican cartels. So, there, you know, and if the Mexican government is, then folks, you better believe that our federal government is as well, because these two operate in tandem. They set policy against us barricading these people from coming in. And we've documented that in broadcasts in the past. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I can't elaborate anymore. Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate your call. Thank you, all of you folks, for your calls and your participation and for listening. Support the network. Pray for this republic. Pray for John and Sandra. God bless you, folks, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Nancy. With